From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials are drafting a law that would regulate livestock in the village following resident complaints about chickens. During a public hearing on July 25th, residents and trustees considered ideas to ban or regulate farm animals. Catskill Village President Vincent Seely said the village does not currently have a farm animal ordinance on the book, but it does have noise ordinances and health regulations. Seely estimates that about a half a dozen residents keep livestock, mainly chickens. Seely said, and I quote, "We are crafting a law that doesn't exist today. Some of this falls under the Department of Health, but there is some gray area, in my opinion," end quote. Opinions under consideration include a requirement for special use permits for livestock, which would mandate applicants to notify their neighbors and limit the number of animals allowed per acre. Questions were also raised about what defines a farm animal versus a pet and whether the ordinance should be complaint-based. Although a livestock ban was discussed, it was later decided to put the ban on hold and to pursue a special use permitting system on a trial basis, Seely said. He said, and I quote, "If the ban was something we got a lot of feedback on, then we can bring it to a public vote. The goal of all of this is to be completely resolved by the next village election in March," end quote. A vote on the special use permitting option will be held at the next meeting of the village board, 7 p.m. Wednesday, August 8th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Election officials said July 31st that three independent candidates have filed petitions to run for the 19th congressional district seat. Petitions for Lucia Parker of Calicoon were filed July 27th. Petitions for Diane Neal of Hurley and Dal Lamanga of Clinton were filed July 31st, according to the State Board of Elections. Parker's name will appear on the Making the Impossible Possible party line, while Neal will appear on the Friends of Diane Neal line, and Lamanga will be on the Hudson Valley Happiness line. Objections to the petitions can still be filed. Parker is the Prevention Services Coordinator for Catholic Charities Prevention Services of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Neal is an actress best known for her roles on NBC's Law and Order Special Victims Unit and CBS's NCIS. Lamanga founded the Tweezerman Company, which he sold in 2005. In addition to the independents, incumbent first-term U.S. Representative John Fassel, a Republican from Kinderhook, is being challenged by Democrat Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Platts, and Libertarian Party candidate Victoria Alexander of Dutchess County. Election day is November 6th. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors is expected next week to appoint a successor to Dr. Andrea Cricket Coleman of Claverick to serve as county coroner. Coleman stepped down July 13th, 7 months into her term, citing personal reasons. The board's Public Safety Committee will recommend a replacement during a special meeting August 8th. The full board will then vote on the committee's recommendation that same night. The individual appointed will have to run for their own term in November. The county has three coroners, and each serves a four-year term. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said because the vacancy occurred after the petition deadline this month, the political parties must submit nominations for candidates to the County Board of Elections prior to September 20th. He said, and I quote, "We've got a few resumes from the political parties, a couple of Republicans, a Democrat, and an independent that will be considered for the appointment. The Public Safety Committee will meet 7:05 p.m., and the full board will convene thereafter at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, August 8th, in the Board of Supervisors' Chambers at 401 State Street in Hudson. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan Goldberg, Nick Nedzwiadek, and Amanda Eisenberg are reporting for Politico New York. A bill that would establish a single-payer health system in New York is financially feasible and could curtail spending in future years, according to a study unveiled July 31st. The report compiled by the RAND Corp. was commissioned by the New York State Health Foundation. According to the report, The New York Health Act would provide universal insurance coverage with no copays, deductibles, or premiums for all state residents, regardless of immigration status, and would lead to higher utilization while lowering health plan and provider administrative costs. It would save the system $15 billion, or approximately 3.1% by 2031, compared to current policies. However, for the bill to actually work, the current administration in Washington would have to grant a federal waiver to redirect all federal, state, and Obamacare funds used for Medicaid, Medicare, and Marketplace tax credits to the New York Health Act. And the New York Health Act calls for $139 billion in new state tax revenue by 2022 through income and payroll taxes on both employers and individuals, an increase of more than 156% of what is currently collected. The sponsor of the Health Act legislation, Assemblymember Richard Gottfried of Manhattan, declared the RAND report a, and I quote, triumph, end quote, and said he would raise the taxes on high-income earners to protect low-income earners. The Health Act legislation already has become an issue in the current gubernatorial contest. Cynthia Nixon endorsed it last week as part of her primary challenge to Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Mark Molinaro said he would veto a single-payer bill. A link to the full report can be found at wgxc.org/newsroom. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.